Hello and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. Today, we're talking with Melissa Smith, the founder and wellness coach at Balance and Bloom Health and Wellness. She works with companies, school districts, hospitals, and small businesses to help people manage stress, prevent burnout, improve well-being, and build healthier work cultures. And as we head into the thick of the holiday season, today we're going to talk about stress and holidays. And it's really, you know, an unavoidable subject, unfortunately. But fortunately, we have people like Melissa who can help us kind of navigate through some of that. So we're excited to talk about it. Really quickly, I want to give a shout out to our partners who allow us to bring these episodes to you guys. Michael Bernadin with Remax Realty, Banco Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and our friends at Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub. Melissa, welcome.
How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, and as we head into the holidays here, it's like typically the most stressful time of the year, right? So before we talk about all that, though, I want to have people learn a little bit more about you and how you started your business, Balance and Bloom. And if you want to learn more about it, it's balanceandbloom.life. So Melissa, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I am the founder of Balance and Bloom, which is a health and wellness coaching company. And I mainly work with women who have lost their spark. And that's something different for everyone. But a lot of professionals and leaders and women in corporate environments tell me that there's something missing. They just don't know what it is. And so through personal one-on-one coaching, group coaching, corporate coaching, you know, we work on that to get their sparks back.
I mean, it's easier said than done, right? You know, one of the things that when we were talking before was, you know, starting the day out, you know, if in order to kind of, we'll talk more about spark in a second, but just even to start your day out during the holidays where you have to get that right mindset. And you talk about that first 3 minutes and how you set the emotional tone for your day. I wake up and I'm already thinking about the first emails I have to do, you know, and I'm, you know, probably not thinking the most healthiest thoughts. So can you kind of walk us through a little bit about that?
Sure. So as soon as you are conscious that you're awake, those are the most important seconds and minutes of your day because they are there to set your tone. And like you said, and most people do this, they wake up, they become conscious, and they start thinking about their to-do list. Mm-hmm. These are all the things that I have to do today. Or they start dreading something that they have to do, going to work or whatever it is. So right. In order to combat that dread and to kind of start your day on the right foot, you wake up and you can think a couple of different things. You can kind of pump yourself up. You know, you can say, Melissa, this is going to be an amazing day. You are just going to kill it. You're going to make a bunch of appointments and you're going to have some great lessons and you're going to meet some amazing people. You know, usually I go through like three quick things in my head. You know, some people, they can just jump out of bed and say, let's do this. Let's do this. Most people can't. But what you can do is you can program your mind to think more positively first thing when you wake up instead of thinking on the negative route. And you'll find that you'll have more energy and more positive circumstances happen to you throughout the day when you do this. Doesn't happen right away. You know, it takes some time, but if you consistently do it day after day, you'll find that it does work.
And I mean, people use caffeine and I know that I'm not going to be like quit coffee, but I've definitely found, you know, it helps to take breaks. So, you know, is it something more where let's not try to throw caffeine on the fire really and those sort of things? Like,
oh, I would never say that because I'm a friend. I'm a major caffeine fan.
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, maybe thinking about coffee is part of that positive morning routine. Mm-hmm. If that's what gets you out of bed, that's good. And that's okay. That's a positive thought. What I'm saying is just don't think about all the dread and the to-do list and the emails.
I mean, for me, and this is, you know, everybody's different. I'll listen to like really, I don't want to say aggressive, but just like energetic music.
Sure.
In the morning, if I'm working on something with my headphones on, like possibly heavy metal or something, just something that you might not be listening to at 6 a.m. and it kind of tricks my brain sometimes. I don't know. Maybe that's
exactly. Yes. These are all just tricks of the brain. Our brains are set to, you know, way back when in the fight or flight, when our brains were meant to keep us alive, right? Mm-hmm. Our brains don't care if we're happy, if we're positive. They don't, that's not their job. Their job right. is to keep us alive. And so what we have to do is work on the part of our brain that helps us to become positive and happy.
And that keeping us alive sometimes can manifest as anxiety, right? Like,
oh, 100%. Yes.
Yeah.
That's that fight or flight is still in us, but we don't have as many things attacking us now as we did, you know, 100 years ago. Or
at least not like physically, right? We're mentally right. assailed like every single day. I got to switch the questions I was going to ask you first,
okay.
because it kind of goes into stress and burnout. You know, we use those words all the time. Can you kind of talk, are there differences between the two? And is it important to maybe distinguish those two things?
Yes. So this is one of my most number one requested topics when I go into corporations, when I go into businesses or school districts, to talk about the difference between stress and burnout, because a lot of times people use those interchangeably. You know, I'm stressed or I'm burnt out or I'm overwhelmed, but there's actually a difference. Stress is good. Stress is good because stress is not long-term. Stress means I've got a test that I have to study for. Stress means I started a new workout program. Stress means I'm learning a new language. Those are all things that will eventually come to an end, that stress of having to go through that. Yes, it causes stomach aches. It could cause headaches. It could give you some of those same feelings of anxiety, but again, it's going to come to an end. Mm-hmm. So with burnout or overwhelm, there's no end. So a lot of people are facing this these days. They get up in the morning and the first thing they think about is their to-do list. Then they're getting ready for work and they drive to work and they do their work and then they come home. And then if they've got kids, they've got sports or band or art or, you know, whatever it is, everything in their day is scheduled. And then you crash at night and then you get up the next day and you do the whole thing over again.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the definition of overwhelm is, I don't know when this is going to end. I don't know when I get to schedule me time, right? So there's a difference there.
And that kind of would go through when the holidays where when you're a kid, I guess when you're a kid is like the only time, right? The holidays, it's going to be a time off. We're going to be able to be stress-free and it's going to be wonderful. That is totally not the case. So
not anymore.
You know, now's even maybe the... And now is probably the most stressful time of the year, like in general, you know, for so many people. So, you know, how do you combat that? Are there any sort of, I know there is no secret fix, but are there some things that can help that you've found?
Yes. So women especially, and I'm not saying it's only women, but I hear many women complain about feeling the pressure of the holidays. They need to make it perfect or it all falls on their shoulders or they have, you know, something that they just feel inside them that they have to make it so perfect. So the number one thing that you can remember is instead of thinking of making it all perfect, maybe just choose one thing that's really, really important to you. So for example, if you know, my grandmother, she always had one of those butters, what was it? Like the turkey butters. That you see,
okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with those, but it's just butter in the shape of a turkey, you know?
Oh, yes. And, yeah, I know exactly.
That's all it is. But she's no longer with us, but we all like to remember that about her. Now, she also made homemade pierogies and she did all these other things. Do we try to do all of that for the holidays? No, we don't. We just put the turkey butter on the table and call it a day. So, you know, instead of picking, I need to have the perfect decor and I need to have all the perfect food and everything has to be homemade. Just pick one special thing.
Mm-hmm. Like sometimes that's enough. You know, I think we want to be perfect or we feel like we're not doing enough. And like you just said, especially for women during this time of year, because you know, culturally as a society, we have made this time of year much more of a pressure cooker for women than it is for men. I think that's just pretty clear. Mm-hmm. You know, you're supposed to be historically in charge of all the meals and taking care of the children and getting them, you know, so that I can't really speak to that, but can you talk to that from the women perspective of how the holidays can just be almost overwhelming?
Sure. So women already have a ton of stuff on our plates, and I'll just use me as an example. You know, I have a full-time business. I have three boys. I'm a basketball coach. I'm a Sunday school teacher. You know, there are a ton of things going on already. I schedule all the appointments for the family, you know, so we are very overwhelmed already. And then we add in this thing called Thanksgiving and Christmas on top of everything else. And it's like, how am I supposed to do all this when I'm already, you know, overwhelmed? I don't have the energy for it. And what I've found is that asking for help, which sometimes us women have a hard time with, and delegating responsibility is one of the best things that we can do. Now, sometimes, you know, women will say, well, I shouldn't have to ask for help. They should just, they, you know, my husband or spouse or whoever should just know it. My kids should see that I'm, you know, running around. They don't realize it. They don't realize it because my son was saying to me the other day, why are you, you know, looking to get a turkey today? This was like a week ago. And he said, you know, you have to go to the store today and get a turkey. It's not even Thanksgiving for a week. And I explained to him that you have to let a turkey defrost for a couple of days. And so women are thinking about all of these things ahead of time and planning and everything, while the rest of everybody just gets to sit down and eat it. And so, but explaining that to the kids, explaining that to our spouses, explaining that to others, hey, you know, I have a lot on my mind. Is there something that you can do to help me? Or just saying, I need you to do this and this and this for me, and include the kids. The kids should be able to do things for the holidays as well, so that when they grow up, it's just, it's second nature to them.
Right. I guess it's like being able to say, hey, I am a little bit overwhelmed and during the holidays, and it, you know, that being said, your family should be supportive as well. If, you know, if you're putting that out there, they should be, hey, what can I do to help out, you know, in that sense as well. So as we're going through the holidays, you talked about micro joys, which I love that term. It's so fun. Can you talk a little bit more about it and how it might be something that people can add into their repertoire?
Yes. So I call myself the spark coach because I'm helping, you know, women regain their sparks. And so, you know, everybody knows what a trigger is. It's something that you want to stay away from, that you don't like to talk about or think about. So this is a spark, or a micro joy is the opposite of a trigger. It's like something that makes you stop and be mindful of what's happening in the moment. So I have a 16-year-old son. The two of us were home the other day. Everybody else was doing something. And he said, hey, mom, do you want to watch a movie? And I was like, there it is. That's my micro joy. That's my spark. Yeah. I know. Me?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. We were drawn downstairs and my daughter's like, can I show you how to draw this character? And I'm like, I would be honored. You know what I mean? Like,
That is a micro joy. And it's recognizing those micro joys and stopping and just kind of looking at the moment and thinking, taking it in with all five senses. It really helps you stop and enjoy things instead of just like speeding through.
And don't compare yourself on social media either. I know that you say that all the time, but even I do it. I'm like, oh my God, they look so, everything's perfect. It's like, man, it's what they want you to see. It's what they want you to see.
Don't compare, just stay in your own lane.
So Melissa, this is great. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to me about some of this stuff. If people want to learn more about you and how they can get in touch, or they can, you know, reach out to you for maybe to speak at their business, how can they do that?
So go to www.balanceandbloom.life. So it's .life. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm very, very active on LinkedIn. So you can find me, Melissa Smith, on LinkedIn. Every day I'm giving some type of positive message. I'm also on social media, on Instagram and TikTok, under the Spark Coach or Balance and Bloom now.
All right. Well, I appreciate your insight, and I'm going to use some of your, the micro joys thing is the thing. That's it. Like, if you can stop yourself once or twice a day and get one of those, it changes your perspective. Like, immediately.
You're right.
Like, you're like, why am I did it the other day. I'm like, why am I such a grouch? You know, I have all these beautiful things around me. So it definitely is a perspective shifter.
Sure. So. Yeah. Get yourself one of those every day.
I love it. I love micro joys. I'm going to be using that forever. Melissa, thank you so much. And we'll talk to everybody soon. Have a happy holidays.
Thank you, George. Happy Thanksgiving.